Good afternoon, and thank you once again for coming to the office here to join us as I sign Bill 529, Senate Bill 529. It's called the Georgia Security and Immigration Compliance Act. And I want to begin by saying this, and I know that every person in this room, unless you are 100% Native American, has immigrant roots, and we're very mindful of that. And I want to make this clear. We are, Georgia's not, and this bill is not anti-immigrant, but we unashamedly support following our state and federal laws, and I don't think we should have to choose. When I travel to other countries on trade missions or to support our troops abroad, I'm always expected to have the proper documentation, visa and passport. We simply believe that everyone who lives in our state needs to abide by our laws. The bill I'm about to sign clarifies that while Georgia is a welcoming state that wants to treat our guests with that famous Southern hospitality, we cannot tolerate activity that distracts us from embracing those who come here legally and thrive. Through this legislation, we will verify that individuals using Georgia's public services are legally eligible to receive those services. The Security and Immigration Compliance Act will also give our law enforcement officers the tools they need to ensure Georgia's safety. We will crack down on human trafficking and work more closely with our federal partners on enforcing our immigration laws in Georgia. And it also gives law enforcement tools to get dangerous individuals off our streets by making sure that we're checking the legal status of anyone charged with a felony or a DUI. This bill sends a strong statement that the state of Georgia is taking immigration policy seriously. And I think, as we all are somewhat frustrated by the lack of inaction on the federal level, there's a lot of anxiety and frustration that arises from that. I want to thank Senator Chip Rogers for introducing the bill, for providing support, and Representative John Lunsford, who carried Senate Bill 529 in the House. While we recognize that immigration is ultimately a national issue that begs for a national solution, because we need to know who is living here in Georgia, but for that matter, who's living in our country. It's our responsibility to ensure that our famous Georgia hospitality is not abused, that our taxpayers are not taking advantage of, and that our citizens are protected. Senate Bill 529 will help us fulfill those responsibilities to the people of Georgia. Now, before I sign the bill, I'm going to invite Senator Rogers up for a few comments about it.
Thank you, Governor. First, I'd like to thank everyone who has supported this issue, but most specifically the governor, who will sign this bill today. He has again shown leadership on an issue that is extremely important to Georgians. One of the main issues coming to this legislative session was the issue of illegal immigration. We've done quite a bit of work on it, and today the governor will sign that into law, and he deserves a great amount of credit for that. But I think the governor was exactly right when he said that Georgians have the biggest hearts of any person in this nation. There's no other state that welcomes people more than Georgians do. We will open our hearts, we'll open our wallets, we'll open our workforce, we'll allow you to do anything and make your dreams come true in this state. We simply ask that you come here legally. I don't think that's too much to ask, and I think Senate Bill 529 goes a long way towards saying that we are welcoming to all, but that we specifically welcome people to come into this state and into this country legally. Thank you.